Hello everyone, this is Kelly Hampton. I want to thank you for following my work and taking a minute to listen to this audio. I'd like to do a little more teaching about the love and kindness, a spiritual exercise that we use as part of everyone's star healing session. If you've not experienced star healing, it is a very wise and powerful system of which I'm the founder since 2010, given to me by Archangel Michael. So we do many great and wonderful things. There's also star healing for horses now, star healing for small animals. Ascended spaces is an equally important aspect of creating abundance and detoxifying your home space, given to me by Archangel Michael. So there's lots and lots of things to teach about. In this very brief memo, I'd like to focus on the love and kindness ceremony from star healing. It's very simple and it's very powerful. In star healing, we devote a very brief period of time offering love and kindness first to ourselves, and then Michael asks everyone to continue thinking in their own minds of other people, places, and things they'd like to offer love and kindness to. So in the teaching of this a little more fully, my suggestion is, as simply as I speak for Michael, Michael says, tell them to consider doing or continuing the brief exercise that we do in star healing for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes every day and see how their lives have changed. So my recommendation is, there's no wrong way to do this exercise, first of all. The healing vibration does come from the words love and kindness. I offer love and kindness too. It's not, for example, I offer love and forgiveness, or I'm hoping for healing with. I mean, you can offer those types of thinking, prayerful requests in other forms of your life. But for this particular teaching, this ceremony, if you would like to call it that, that's the healing frequency. So on every session, let's say you start out with 5 minutes a day. Exponentially, as you might decide to increase your time, I often tell students and clients, as Michael says, continue to expand your collective consciousness. In other words, don't keep repeating the same two or three people over and over again to fill a 10-minute session of your love and kindness ceremony. It only makes divine sense that we keep extending ourselves. So some of the suggestions, sometimes people do find this very difficult, especially if they're not used to offering love and kindness. It is, by nature, a very healing experience. So some suggestions often are, it doesn't need to be a person necessarily that you're offering love and kindness to. Could be an animal, could be those on the other side, could be plants, could be the stars. It could be for love and kindness to my knees if they're aching. Sometimes clients ask me, do I need a name? Well, no, you don't need a person's name. Maybe you want to offer love and kindness to those that were driving recklessly on the highway. You can offer love and kindness also to concepts that may wound you in some way. Those that might be involved in violence, for example. Those that might be cruel to animals. So you can offer love and kindness to institutions also. So there isn't really anything that can't be offered love and kindness. Sometimes Michael guides me to guide clients when their minds can't think of anything. He says, well, why don't you offer love and kindness to anger? Love and kindness to your anger. Love and kindness to your fear. Those types of things. So you can offer love and kindness to frequencies also. So the teaching is very powerful. Michael does ask that everyone begin by offering, I offer love and kindness to myself first. And then I say, he says, see how your lives have changed. If it's too much to think about 30 minutes at one time, you can certainly break up the time. And again, work toward it. It's not a, there's no race to the end, you might say. You know, something's better than nothing. The reason, you know, there's great power in the number five. There's great power in many things. So, but the way that Michael shared that information with me, in the increments of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 minutes. I'm sure that all has divine reasoning beyond what I know right now at this time. So if you can kind of think about expanding your sessions as you go about your days and your lives. Try to think about it perhaps in these 5-minute increments as he's designed. And if you have any questions, certainly feel free to ask me. I'm here to be of service, and I'll send us all a closing by simply saying to each and every one of you, I offer love and kindness to each and every one of you. Be blessed, and namaste.